Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the Naked Forex Guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX podcast.
Hey, Walter, I've heard that traders are usually mostly trend traders or mostly counter trend traders. What do you think about that?
Well, okay, I disagree. What I would say is there's different styles of trading, but in a broad sense, you could say that people are trend or counter trend, but actually there are other sorts of traders. There are sort of reversion to the mean traders who I guess you could call them counter trend, but really all they're looking for is a directionless market that kind of gets out of whack a bit, and then they trade it back to the mean. And then there are breakout traders. They wait for the market to get really, really quiet and do hardly anything. And then when everyone's really kind of relaxed and forgets about that market, boom, it breaks out and they take a trade. So it's not really as simple as trend and counter trend. And probably the reason why a lot of people look at it that way is because we're taught and we're beat over the head with this idea that you must trade with the trend. Well, that's not necessarily true. You don't have to trade with the trend. You can do really well as a breakout trader or as a reversion to the mean trader or even as a counter trend trader. So it doesn't, I don't think that we should say that. I will say though that of the traders I've tested, most traders I've come across who have taken my trader personality, they come out as a counter trend trader. So in other words, most of the traders out there are more likely to not want to ride the trend. So whether that means they're a reversion to the mean trader or a counter trend trader or whatever, I don't know. It just means that they don't like this idea of jumping on the trend. So for what it's worth, that's what I found. And that's usually around 70-75% of the traders out there. They'll end up as they're not as comfortable taking with the trend trades.
Interesting. I never heard of that stat before. Okay, cool. Is there any way that you can kind of generally tell if you're better as a reversion to the mean trader or like a trend trader or something like that?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll put a video down below on the show notes for this episode, and you can just go through that video, and it'll basically give you a quick and dirty test, and you can see for yourself, what kind of trading sort of makes sense to you. There will be naked charts down there in the video, so you won't have any indicators to work off of if that's what you do, but that's okay. I'm just going to ask you a few questions about the charts you see, and then you can decide for yourself whether or not that's something that you would, that's the kind of market that you look to trade. So that's one way to find out rather quickly. And the other thing is, like, if you have a friend, let's say you have a friend, Hugh, and your friend trades some sort of trend trading system, and you've tried to duplicate it because your friend's quite successful, well, what you might find is that you just can't do that. You have a really difficult time. You start adding new rules or whatever. That's going to tell you that you're reverting back to your beliefs, which is fine. I just think you should work with your beliefs instead of going against them. And so, go ahead and take that little video test down below in the show notes of this episode, and you can see for yourself what I think you are based on what you believe. And maybe that will help you in terms of, like, if you're trying to find a system that's for you.
Okay, cool. Thanks. We appreciate that. I kind of know what I am, but I'm going to take the test anyway and see what happens.
Oh, that's great.
Okay, see you later.
See ya.